Okay, there we go, guys. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Thursday, the 21st of November. The whole idea of the session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So this is where we'll do all of our analysis and we'll look to put together our trade plan. We'll post it into the chat box at the end. And yeah, we'll see what opportunities we're able to take advantage of today in our trading sessions. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. And we'll, of course, start with our risk warning. Just take, as always, a brief note of our risk warning. As always, make sure that you control your exposure to these markets. Yesterday's price action is a real good example of that sort of up and down type market dynamic, which we're currently experiencing right now. Now, just as a quick introduction, then all profitable traders, of course, they need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is a big, important part of trading markets. We also need to consider where do we consistently want to be entering and exiting these markets. How do we manage our exposure, not just on an individual trade basis, but obviously on an overall trade basis, along with your ability to manage a successful trade when it moves in the direction in which you want it to move. So trade management, very important, along with trading psychology. Now, there's a bit of, I suppose, indecision in these markets currently. We've been talking a lot about it over the last few days. Now, that's a psychological state for a market, a bit of fear, a bit of anxiety. We also had NVIDIA corporate earnings last night, which came in. Really, it's hard to pick a negative, but for whatever reason, there seems to be this sort of negative market reaction off the back of it. We're getting to a stage now where things are so overvalued that you could easily get a negative response off quite a positive market dynamic. So we'll have a look at that in just a second. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms for the European session and the US session every day. And we're strong advocates of trying to be as consistent as we can in our decision making, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient, waiting for those opportunities to strike at the right time. Okay, so let's start with a review then of potential market moving news. So with this in mind, let's bring up Forex Factory. So a little bit of a quiet week this week in many ways. If we go back to yesterday, we could perhaps go back to the beginning of the week, really a little bit quiet on Monday. Tuesday we had some elevated Canadian inflation. That's worth taking note of because we also saw an uptick in headline CPI for the UK as well. A significant bounce really off the 1.7 up to the 2.3. We'll have a look at the pound in just a second and see what the response is to that. Now today, looking forward, we've had the governor and the BOJ. We'll have a look at the yen. Overnight, along with the, we'll be hearing from the governor of the RBA, who will be speaking very, very shortly. So we'll have a look at the yen and the Aussie dollar. So the only bit of news we really have today is unemployment claims, and they are pretty strong in terms of relatively low. Apart from that, nothing of any major interest, existing home sales perhaps, but we wouldn't expect much deviation off that number. So really, there'll be a bit of a focus today on unemployment claims. As we finish the day tomorrow, or the week tomorrow, should I say, on manufacturing PMI numbers and services numbers. We've got Christine Lagarde in there as well. A couple of other central bankers like the S&B chairman will be speaking as well. So a few central bankers around these manufacturing and services numbers. Canadian retail sales, if you're trading the Canadian dollar, which we currently are. So a few things to just be mindful of, really. Okay, so all eyes will be on the unemployment claims later on today. So let's bring up our charts. And there's an interesting market dynamic that I want to just draw your attention to. And that can be the S&P 500. So off the back of that, so last week we saw a bit of weakness where we saw prices pull back into support levels, just roughly around the 58.50. So then we started to see, obviously, a freak out on Tuesday just regarding this nuclear threat from Russia. Prices dropped very, very aggressively, and over the course of an hour or so, and we started to see a pretty strong reversal and some upward momentum yesterday. Now, off the back of that corporate earnings number from NVIDIA, and I'll just share that with you. If you just look at here, this is investing.com. We really exceeded forecasts. We're expecting a number of 33 billion. We saw 35 billion. So that's a sizable uptick. The previous quarter revenue number was 30 billion. So we've seen a 5 billion uptick in revenue numbers. I suppose the revenue numbers for the next quarter are just coming in slightly weaker in terms of a little bit softer than perhaps the market was expecting. That's the only way in which you could probably take this news event, because it's really quite stellar. It's really significant. And on the earnings per share side, a sizable uptick there as well. Expect a 0.75 coming in at 0.81. So as far as an earnings report is concerned, it's pretty spectacular. So it's quite interesting for us to just see, you know, why is there a little bit of a negative response? This is the share price of NVIDIA. We've been on a bit of an upward rally. And yesterday there was a bit of weakness, which kind of turned around before the close. So we get that pre-market open pretty close to all-time highs. We probably should be exceeding all-time highs, really. So it'd be interesting to see what the pre-market says about the NVIDIA share price overnight. So the reason why we talk about this is because it has such a very significant impact on the macro markets, which would be the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones. And we've only really seen a little bit of weakness, which is not really what we would have expected. We would have expected this to carry the NASDAQ a little bit, and it hasn't done so. Same with the Dow Jones. Now, it may very well proceed to do so over the course of the day, but there is a bit of a negative response between NVIDIA earnings and indice prices. Elsewhere, something else to just be mindful of is the, which has got a bit quiet over the last week, is the bond yield story. So we're still very close to making new highs, since the Fed started to cut rates on the 18th of September. We've been on a bit of a rally, and we're still seeing, you know, upward pressure, let's say, across the bond yields. So risks are definitely on the elevated side, and we are beginning to narrow in terms of yield inversion between the 2 and the 10-year. So you've got the short term, which sort of Fed-related bond yields versus the slightly longer term, longer interest rate dynamic for the economy over the 10-year period, just at 4.4. So we're narrowing. Worth noting. So that is a reason for supporting a little bit of downside in these equity markets. So as we keep saying, the equity prices seem to focus on all the positive sides to the economy, whereas the bond yields seem to focus on perhaps more of the nervy negative side of the economy. And it's this upside down dynamic currently that we're experiencing with elevated bond yields and also really quite bullish equity prices and indices. Now, we're not at all-time highs, but we are remarkably close to all-time highs. So the DAX and the CAC are all looking a little bit on the messy side. You'd probably have a slightly stronger bias to the downside, but there's not an awful lot in it. And we're still in the Dow Jones to the downside. So let's see how this trade performs over the course of the day. Okay, so with this in mind then, let's have a look at the dollar. So again, we're down at these lower levels. We can certainly put a little you could put a little blanket over this price action over the last six trading days. We're pretty much trading between the 105 and the 106. So we're within this really, really tight range. Now, our bias would be to the downside in favor of the dollar, as you know. Let's see if we get that elsewhere. This is the reaction in the pound to the inflation number. Not really much of a move just yet. Now, the beauty about this type of price action, it's consolidating, it's moving sideways. So either a break to the upside or a break to the downside would be of significant interest to us. The yen is a little bit on the messy side. So we saw a lot of yen weakness yesterday, a little bit of yen strength now today. The price action, look at the euro yen, it's really not great. So we kind of, there's probably better opportunities to be focusing our attention on right now, rather than getting involved in this type of price action for the yen. The dollar, we still have an upside bias, but you can see the consolidation over the last couple of days as well. Same for the CAD, the dollar CAD. Our bias was certainly to the upside yesterday. We got into a good trade. We were looking for a little bit more upside. That was our target, just a slightly higher prices. And then, you know, we've seen what we've seen previously is that kind of rollover trade begin to kick in. So we're still in the trade, happy to still be in it and see if we get some dollar strength at some point. We're also in the Aussie dollar. These are one of the trades. These are a couple of trades which give us a really good technical setup to get into that trade. So we'll see how that plays out over the course of the morning. So we are exposed to some of the trades in the direction in which we would like to be exposed to them. The yen, not really worth looking at for now. And then to just conclude on the commodities. So we had a slightly positive number in the crude oil inventories yesterday. Let me get that up again. So if we look at crude oil inventories in here, coming in, it was expected to be a very marginal negative number, coming in positive. So if we have a buildup of inventories, then it reduces demand and has the potential to have a bit of a downside impact on the price of crude oil. And we've only seen a very, very marginal rollover to the downside. We're looking a little bit more bullish today. So when we zoom out, and it's important to sort of have a bit of perspective in things like crude oil, we're really rolling over from the $90-$80 level, and we're down at $69-$70. So we've come a long way in a relatively short period of time. But the price action again around these kind of prices, you know, roughly from $66 to $72, is pretty sideways moving. It's pretty much up and down, and has been like that since we could argue since the summer, August, September time. So a few question marks really over crude oil for us. Next one, gold. Not surprised to see that uptick. We were able to capitalize on a really decent rally at the beginning of the week. We've maintained that upward bias. We're now up at the 2663 level. And further upside really can be, in fact, we need to take just yesterday's high and be buyers above that level. We've got the 50 period moving average, and we're just currently trading through it. So the buy price in gold is the 2656. In gold. Right. So, and then that brings us back around to our indice dynamic. So we don't really have a great opportunity to, one more look at just the euro dollar. I just want to see if that price is, can we pick that price out? Yesterday's price action was really quite weak before it started to pull back. Our bias is still to the downside. You really need to break out of this little range to the downside. Same with the pound dollar. So with all of this in mind, let's put together our trade plan. So yesterday was a little bit more risk on. It was looking to see if we'd get a little bit of an upside move in the US indices. We didn't really get it. We didn't really follow through, which meant we're still in our sell trade from Tuesday. So we're still in that Dow Jones weakness trade. So the buy trade didn't really filter through yesterday. And we were able to get into the Aussie dollar and the dollar CAD, which we're still happy to be in if we can stay in them. A bit of a question mark over the dollar. So a couple of little subtle changes really from yesterday's trade plan. In terms of a summary, we're going to just put in mixed stroke risk off market dynamics. And that just means probably trading at slightly lower trade size than perhaps normal. So what we'll do is we'll US. You see, we've got the potential to buy or sell. Okay. So let's see if we do get a bit of US indice weakness. If so, that will obviously favor our Dow Jones trade. So within here, we're just going to look at the dollar. So now we're looking at, broadly speaking, dollar strength. And we're obviously in the Aussie dollar and the dollar CAD, so we're going to try and stick with those trades. We may look to add one or two others. If the dollar starts to pull through again, it's got the dynamics to be strong. We just need the confirmation, obviously, to be able to pull the trigger and get into any kind of trade along those lines. And then the last one is gold, looking to buy above. We've got a strong move, and we're looking to buy above that 26.56. So this is our trade plan for today. Our market summary, broadly speaking, is kind of mixed dynamic in nature. We've got this sort of mild risk-off market condition. We were expecting probably markets to rally post-NVIDIA. Instead, we saw some hesitation, let's say. So we'll see if that continues today. Then we're looking for dollar strength. Now, we are at a consolidation zone. So if the dollar weakens across the board, we want to try and keep options open to some degree. And what we have is a buy trade above that 26.56. So we're getting to see that rally again in gold prices. So this is our trade plan. I'm going to post it now into the chat box for you so you can take that away with you. Okay, so that's just a little bit of a breakdown, a bit of analysis about today's trading opportunities. Not the most convincing of market dynamics now this morning, but as a result, do look at trading with slightly more conservative views, perhaps. Reduce that trade size, and we'll see if we can book in profits over the course of the trading day. On that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. The narratives are a little bit, over the last few days, we've been talking about, you know, Russia and its nuclear decree to drop nuclear bombs, which is an escalation, of course. And that is mixed with a real strong focus on NVIDIA. So, which feeds into the AI rally. So there is arguments to support a risk on bullish market dynamic. And there's also markets to support more of a risk off market dynamic as well. So we're in between two potential narratives. As a result, it's difficult to get to grips with these markets. But that's what this session is all about, to know really if we should adopt a bit more of an aggressive view or a bit more of a conservative narrative, and our market summary is quite mixed in nature, so do bear that in mind. Okay, so on that note, if there's any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box, or reach out to us if you need any any support, or you have any questions. And on that note, guys, we let you go. Thank you very much for joining us as always. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, do go to our website and connect with us there if you have any questions. And our website is thelivetradesroom.com. And we'll see you next time. So for those of you that can join us for the European Trading Mentorship Session, do join us there. We'll be live in just about a minute's time. So for everyone here, take care, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much, guys. Bye for now.